About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Hey, what's going on, Glenn and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Glenn and Ellie, you little bitch.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
You still let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Glenn and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet damn steak, did you see that?
Be the Glenn and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
Okay, Dinah.
Reason to get out of bed. Got sleep in my eyes, clouds in my head. I need a shot of something to make my motor go. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So I turn on.
Show me your genitals. Show me your penis. Queers, yeah.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ-FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The sonic pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, good morning. Welcome back to it. K-Rock Klein Alley Show, 106.7. We're streaming on YouTube right now as well. Back at it again. Thanks for putting up with us while we took some time off for America's 250th birthday. Wouldn't have done it, but had to celebrate the 250th birthday of this fine land of ours. Allie left the mainland and traveled all the way
to a state that we took over forcefully.
That's right. So we'll find
state
out all things that happened on her trip to OIE and how close she got to the eruption of stepfather Steve.
Oh, my God. After all that, after talking to my mother, talking about the room arrangements, she said she was going to take the upstairs. Which room did I get? The one downstairs right next to my mom and Steve.
Oh, man.
Sharing a wall. Literally sharing a wall with
them. Was there as much banging going on as you were concerned about being in the room next to your mom?
You know, I have industrial strength earplugs at this point.
Right.
And I made sure that I was asleep whenever they were going to sleep.
Sounds like she got industrial strength plug too.
Ugh, gross.
Oh, that's a giant dong. That's right. That's Steve. That's her third husband.
And that wasn't even the most uncomfortable moment. Perhaps the most uncomfortable moment was when my kid saw him naked in the shower and complimented his penis.
Wait, what?
And then they just proceeded to tell me about that.
What was the compliment?
That he had a big one.
He said it to his face? Or
he said it to, yeah.
Every penis looks big when you're four.
Yeah, but I guess he doesn't see that many of them, but
right.
The fact that he gave him that compliment is gross, and the fact that they decided to share that with me over dinner was also gross.
You know, it's funny, my daughter, when she saw me naked when she was probably 2 or 3, referred to my penis as a peanut, and I thought it's because she couldn't say the word penis, and so she'd say, Daddy's peanut, Daddy's peanut, but then I heard her say penis about another penis she saw, and I'm like, why is she calling mine a peanut?
What other penis did she see?
Oh, she sees lots of penises. She's very popular. She goes to the University of Arizona.
You're a gym teacher.
It's nonstop in her world. Anyway, we got lots to get to today other than just genital talk. That'll be 90% of the show, but we'll try to squeeze in some other stuff as well. We're a show with heart and genitals, but mostly heart, right?
Oh, yeah.
So if you're new to the show, nice to meet you. My name's Klein. That is Allie right there.
Good morning.
That's Jake the Nerd.
What's that?
Jake the Nerd had what he believes to be the worst day.
One of the worst days.
In the history of life, and we will get into that because we all like to laugh at each other's misery on the show. DJ Omar Khan right there, the audio sniper, and then in the back, taking them calls, 800-520-1067. You got producer Vanessa recovering from Columbia, getting ousted, and also recovering from the fact that none of us called to check on her.
Literally, that'd be
you checked in on me. It was emotional. We were out. You know how I feel about the World Cup. And I was like, these bitches don't care about me. They're not checking in on me. But I'm okay now.
Sounds
all
like
right,
it.
All right, good.
Moving on. And that's Postmaster Johnny. And we got lots to get to today on the show. Disneyland and Evanescence this weekend. Recently took a bus full of listeners up to Santa Barbara this past weekend to go see some Royal Otis. So it's been an eventful week, and we'll get into all things that took place. Reward you handsomely, and thank you in advance for checking out the show today. Make it worth your while. Our lives will probably get increasingly worse over the next 4 hours so that yours can get increasingly better. And that will all start after The Killers on KROQ. Good morning. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Apparently we're bad friends with each other because we didn't give Vanessa the proper support she needed when her team, her home country of Colombia, was out. But you know what? It's like we're out too. Everyone's, when Mexico went out and then America went out and then Canada went out.
That was a bad couple days.
Yeah, it was like, all right, well, I guess we've just all lost interest together now.
Now I just have to care about that duck lip guy from Norway.
Oh.
And now I can't even care about him anymore.
Stupid haircut.
So anyway, Vanessa, but a lot of people on the GOAT line were calling with their condolences and thinking about you. And I know you didn't hear these messages because we were away, but here
Vanessa, I'm so sorry. I'm calling with my condolences. Colombia's out, baby.
Yeah.
Switzerland is in. I'm really sorry. I was truly rooting for them, just for you. I was just thinking about your little happy smiling face watching the game and hoping they would win for you.
What I'm more disappointed about than the Columbia being out is that Vanessa was invited to go on that terrible James Corden post-soccer show that's
on. It's so funny hearing them plug that over and over again. I can't believe Vanessa's not on this.
And Vanessa could have been a mainstay. She would have been the star of that whole James Corden show that is still doing that thing every night.
Just hearing James Corden and Vanessa interact with each other, I would probably pay money to see.
The person that was casting that entire show, the first person they called was Vanessa. So get her in there in the Columbia jersey. She could be at every one of those tapings. And by the way, because of how far Columbia made it, you would have made some serious money doing that because I think they were paying you per episode they needed you for, and I feel like you would have been there for weeks.
Do you have regrets? Do you think you should have done it?
No regrets. Zero regrets.
I mean, if you think about it, Columbia is a big loser now anyway, so at the time you were excited to watch the games with, you know, other people, but didn't you end up watching a lot of those games alone anyway?
The ones that weren't with my country.
What?
No, but you watched a Columbia game by yourself at
no,
a bar.
No, I just didn't post the other people around me, guys, because I like to be a little bit private.
The reason you said I didn't want to watch it with as part of the show is because I want to watch it with my friends and family.
Which I did. Guys just didn't see it on social.
But there's this one game you said exactly. There was like nobody you could go with, so you just went to a random bar and you just signed it with a bunch of strangers.
Yeah, that one game I watched by myself.
Loser.
And I ended up making Colombian friends.
Oh, you made friends.
Yeah, I did.
Well,
I was surrounded by Colombians.
Anyway, a lot of people, there's like 40, we're not going to get to all these messages, but people that were thinking about you that were, you know, rooting. I mean, someone even said, I'm American, but I was rooting for Team Colombia just for Vanessa. So I am sorry. I didn't realize how disappointed you were in all of that.
I know. I was also sad about the USA and Mexico.
Don't worry about us. I was sad about Mexico because they had this historic win, you know, after this 40-year drought. And it was,
never lose in that stadium, too.
Yeah.
So I don't even know at this point. I know there's, what, four teams left now?
Yeah.
Before this long national nightmare is over.
It's all over on Sunday.
It's over for me.
I think there's probably only one team I could mention of the four that are left. There's only one team I know.
Oh, really?
It's with the guy that looks like me.
Argentina, Messi?
Yeah, Messi.
Messi. I think France is still in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And
yes.
France is still in it?
France, Spain.
I think so.
Oh, Spain's alive?
Yeah.
England, I think,
and Argentina.
Okay, yeah.
No, that's fine. And the guy that I look like is Messi, and you guys say that I don't look like Messi, I just am Messi.
Yeah, and I don't think you look like
him.
Well,
this is where you'd be wrong yet again.
So I'm watching Tubi, and I see a random ad of some soccer dudes, and I'm like, what the hell, is that Klein? So I have to look up who this dude is, and it turns out it's Lionel Messi. And you guys talked about that, and you all said he doesn't. Klein totally looks like that guy. A Kmart brand for sure, but he totally looks like Lionel Messi. Y'all tripping.
Four people at different places over the break came up to me and said, no joke.
No way.
I thought you were, did anyone ever tell you look like Messi? Four different places, grocery store.
Well, those people have personal problems.
No, if I get one of those jerseys,
maybe a few noses ago.
If I get a is that the blue and white striped one?
Yeah.
You get me one of those shirts, I'll walk around in that. I probably won't pay for anything.
Try it.
I feel like people, well, obviously he's got games to play, but they would think I would be playing. But I think I could maybe pass for Messi walking around in that jersey.
If you wore that jersey and just had a soccer ball with you, you're just walking around, because he probably just walks around with a soccer ball, right?
Probably.
I mean, that's just what they do. So if you did that and went to a bar and somebody walked up to you and asked for an autograph, I would take that bet. I don't think it'll happen.
You don't think so?
No.
What if I put a table that said, meet Messi, and I sat at a table?
And ate wings.
And ate.
Yeah, get you, babe.
And I sat at the table.
Hi, I'm Messi. And I'll sign your napkin.
I'm Messier. We take a break. If you want Allie's money, call now and claim it. 800-520-1067. She's got $100. That money could be yours. No joke. I'm sure you've heard this before. You've never actually called because you figured, what's the point? But now is the point. It's a brand new week. Allie is feeling jet lagged, sleep deprived, and pregnancy brain and all that other stuff. So if you want her money, now's a good time to claim it. 5 questions about the news. You'll learn and you'll earn $100 after this on K-Rock. Allie was just saying off the air, I have no chance of winning today. I am so unaware of what's been happening in the world. That's what happens when you go away for a little bit and it's a holiday. Sometimes you have no idea what's going on. So if you want Allie's money, now would be a great time to call, because she has literally just said she has no chance of winning.
I made a point to not know what was going on for the past week. And then when I tried to get caught up this morning, it was like, there's no deal in Iran. Gas prices are going up. I was like, oh, so everything's the same.
So if you want the easy $100, some days are tougher than others. Now would be a great time to call us now at 800-520-1067. I have 5 questions here, all technically about things happening in the news. And if you beat Allie, and she is very beatable, and you have no problem beating and taking the money from a pregnant woman, then this is the exact time you should call and claim that. Of course, you get invited back to the Allie Knows the News Tournament of Champions, bragging rights for life, and that sweet $100 that we don't take taxes out of, so that's yours, an actual 3 digits of cash coming your way.
It's extra nice of me to eliminate the taxes.
That's right, because
I don't want to give that money to the man.
Originally, they were going to have to make it the whole thing, and then Allie's like, I'll just send them gift cards. That's easy, gift cards.
Bitcoin or gift cards, so, the way every legitimate transaction goes.
Every morning around this time, chance to play, chance to win, and we'll pick up someone in a moment and get into the game. And then, of course, later this morning, your Disneyland tickets will be coming up, as well as access to go see Evanescence this weekend back at the Kia Forum. And as you know from Johnny, we are officially now in the greatest time of the year. Jason.
Cue the helicopter.
That's right. He will be reporting live from the Jason Chopper later this morning about all of the fun events that you can look forward to. July, August, September, October, November, what he believes to be the greatest stretch of months. They don't get necessarily the glory of some of the other months. They don't get the holiday season, stuff like that. But he said this is when you get the best events and the best shows, especially in Southern California.
Yeah,
right
so
now.
Of course, you know, people are having less fun than ever. That's the new study. But if there's Jason on the horizon, Johnny's going to make sure you do have a good time.
So we'll check to the friendly skies a little bit later and do some Jason. Right now, though, let's say hi to John in Fullerton, who would like Allie's cash. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Sir Divots.
Sweet hey, Divots Dad. To you and yours, and thanks for putting up with us. Good to be back at it again. Welcome Allie back. Will leave the K-Rock studios once she's out of here. Allie, you're putting it on a little bit, huh? Allie looks a little bigger. Yeah. Allie, get that dump truck ready. Allie's pregnant. She's showing. Man. She didn't like that last comment I made, but first comment.
you'll be, stupid baby.
We'll be playing by the pound today. Your round starts right now. Here we go.
The news.
Drake has lost $1 million after betting on what fragile fighter?
Conor McGregor.
Question number 2. $43 million flop is what it's being called. In fact, the expectation was that this movie was going to bring in $140 million its opening weekend. So it only fell $100 million less than forecasted. Which movie was the $43 million flop?
Moana 2. Go
to question number 3. DoorDash has just released which city is the cheapest in America to get a cheeseburger, fries, and soda. And hint, it's not Los Angeles. Where is the cheapest place in the country according to new DoorDash study out today?
Let's go with Wichita.
Affordable and fun to say. We go to question number 4. This Jurassic Park actor sadly has died at the age of 78, but that's okay. We can probably bring him back using mosquitoes.
Just saw it too. I can't even remember the guy's name.
What a tribute.
Let's go Dan Aykroyd.
Then we go to final question, question number five. A man, a video of a man destroying what at a intersection in Hollywood is getting some attention. What was this man destroying?
Cameras.
All right. We'll bring in Allie, a score together. Some of the stuff that's going on. No, we did not talk about World Cup or international relations or politics or Mitch McConnell recovering from some weird illness. But we did cover some of the other news, and the rest of it you'll pick up at the end of the hour when Allie does the ADD news right here on K-Rock. Allie, here we go. Say
okay,
nothing else.
Ready.
Drake has lost $1 million after betting on what fragile fighter?
Conor McGregor?
He also said Conor McGregor. And I'm not sure if this is accurate, but I do believe this is the second Conor McGregor fight in a row, and he doesn't fight that often anymore, where his leg does some weird bendy thing right out of the gate, and then he can't fight anymore.
I think a lot of people were making fun of him, right?
Yeah, it's the first time I think he immediately kicked someone and his foot just broke in half. That was like the last one. Then he came back. This was like return fight, I guess. And this time he kicked the air and his foot fell apart as well. It's wild.
God hates him.
I mean, I'm sure he could probably beat me in a fight, I would guess. But still, it's funny.
I don't know.
At this point, I don't know anymore. Maybe if I keep getting swole.
And also, when will Drake stop betting? He's not good at it.
Well, I get it. If you have a degenerate, you know.
I feel like every week or month I hear about Drake losing millions or thousands of dollars on a bet.
But the best part about a guy like that or Bruno Mars or any of these other guys that whenever they're down so much money, they just plan another tour. They're like, let's just go on tour again. That'll cover our losses.
Think of how many millions of extra dollars you would have if you just stopped betting.
No, but it's the adrenaline rush. You don't get it. We go to question number two, tied up 1-1. Question two, $43 million flop is what they're calling it. They were expecting
to bring. Is that
Drake's bet? That's Drake's bet. Another bet, a secondary bet. They were expecting $140 million for what movie that only brought in $43
million? Yes, that was the new live-action Moana movie.
Yeah, all that money they spent on Dwayne The Rock Johnson's wig. And for what? For what reason?
Nobody wants to see him with hair.
So that is correct as well. Both of you on the board again. He got that right. 2-2 after two. We got a close one. Let's go to question number three. DoorDash has just declared that this city is the cheapest in America to get a burger, cheeseburger, fries, and a drink. And hint, it's cheaper than L.A.
This is the cheapest city?
They say this is the cheapest city. They ran the numbers. If you want to get cheeseburger, fries, and a drink, this is the city you want to order it in.
It's probably some city in Alabama.
Some city in Alabama. He said Wichita. Correct answer, Austin, Texas.
What?
That's what they said, according to their new research out there. So worth the travel just to get yourself that cheap cheeseburger, fries, and drink. We got a question number four. Sadly, this Jurassic Park actor has died at the age of 78, but that's okay. We can probably bring him back with mosquitoes.
Yeah. Sam Neill.
He could not remember his name, so he just said Dan Aykroyd. So that is wrong. Allie got it right. It is Sam Neill. And now Allie goes up one with one final question. A video out now of a man destroying what at an intersection in Hollywood? It's getting a lot of buzz.
A Waymo?
He said cameras, but the correct answer is you must include violence in Waymos, and this man was dismantling a Waymo, and that is the correct answer. So, John, you put in a valiant effort, and I know Allie claimed she would probably lose today, but she did beat you by two. What must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock? Go ahead.
This is John from Boyston, and Allie doesn't
lose. All right, there you have it. Thank you for that.
Someone's streak is alive for now.
For now, but tomorrow morning around the same time, take Allie's money. We double dog dare you to take Allie's money. You can. We will get into something that I'm dealing with that is very uncomfortable, and that is next on K-Rock. This is a bad situation I'm in, and I blame myself for getting in this situation, but now I'm in pretty deep, and so there's no right answer. I mean, I'll just go into it by saying I know there's not like a solution.
Is this about your neck again?
Not about my neck.
Because oh, you're about, right, there is no solution.
Not about my neck. Although
I feel like it got bigger.
A lot of comments.
I got bigger,
about it.
And so did you.
A lot of. I think Allie and I could be going pound for pound during this entire. While you get pregnant, how many pounds have you put on since you got pregnant?
Six.
I am destroying you. I'm way in the lead. I put on like 20 pounds.
Well, you've put on 20 pounds though since you've had a longer period of time to gain weight.
Yeah, but most of it, I didn't think it would all go to my neck. I thought it spread itself out a little.
You
bit.
You think over the last 9 weeks?
I think I put on 20 pounds of neck weight. I do. I really do.
I mean, that shirt is just struggling.
Everything is struggling. I don't know what's happening.
Just stop.
I know.
Just
someone wrote me like a real heartfelt message on the Instagram over the break. And they're like, all kidding aside, because there was a lot of comments about my, I posted some picture of me and Will Ferrell at this thing I was at. And everyone's like, all kidding aside. Yeah, it was a lot of neck comments. I can't see Will over your neck. Yeah, and Netflix. I was at an event for Netflix and someone kept calling Netflix. It Netflix. Anyway, you guys are very funny. And then someone said, all kidding aside, this is whatever is happening to you is weird and stop it immediately and you look like you're about to explode.
Yeah, it's just strange looking. It looks like you're from another planet.
I'm going to cut back on all the protein. It's too much.
I agree.
It's too much.
Or just stop working out for like a week. Just take a week off.
I'd love to. Listen, I'm planning on letting myself go again. And I've been, once again, I fell in love with pizza again this past week and it was way too much of that. So it's just a perfect storm of bad.
Okay, but this has nothing to do with your neck.
This has nothing to do with my neck. Well, everything kind of has to do with my neck these days.
It all comes back to the neck.
There's a restaurant near where I live, and like a lot of restaurants, if you show up with kids, they just give you a bunch of crayons, and they say, have at it. Here's a paper placemat, have at it.
It's always four crayons.
Four crayons. Sometimes they're all different shades of the same stupid color. There's nothing the kids really want there, but it keeps them busy still.
It's a word search and a maze.
And I'm actually surprised at the power of crayons. They're not in good shape, but for some reason they still keep the kids occupied at least a little bit. They'll tic-tac-toe a little bit. They'll do some doodling. Sometimes they'll color in some stuff. Keeps them busy for, I don't know, 5 to 7
10 minutes,
maybe. My youngest kid, Bruiser, has got this new thing she's been doing now. And this has happened at the same restaurant about 4 times, where she will start drawing a picture of the waiter. Whoever the waiter or waitress is, she will draw them on her placemat.
Yeah, but is it like, I mean, how old is she? So like stick figures?
She's putting some like things that you can tell that she'll redraw. If they're wearing a shirt that has something on it, she'll draw the shirt they're wearing. And then she gets shy, and she wants to give them the picture, but she doesn't want to hand it to them, so she asked me to hand them the picture and also not say that she drew it.
Really?
So the first time, I just assumed the person would realize I'm not sitting here with crayons drawing them and handing them a picture. So she handed me the placemat. She goes, can you hand it to the waiter? I said, absolutely. So the meal came to an end. I said, thanks for everything. Here's a picture of you. And I handed it to the guy.
And you say, this is you?
I just said, here's a picture of you. And he unfolded the placemat. And he goes, oh, that does look like me. Thank you.
Does he think he's getting hit on?
I don't know, Allie. I don't know because the first
this
time.
This is you.
I just assumed.
And here's me.
I assumed the first time that he would realize that I didn't draw this because why would I draw it? But then when we went back the next time, as we're walking in, he said to someone else, that's the guy that drew the picture of me and points to me. And I'm thinking to myself, he thinks I drew this picture of him?
Yeah, because if you did draw the picture, it'd be so much worse.
Yeah, but how? It's weird either way, but why would I, a grown-ass man, draw a picture of another man?
That's great that he thinks that it was you.
So then said to the other guy, and I hear him say this as we're sitting down, hey, that's the guy that drew the picture of me. We sit back down again, different waiter.
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't want to go to you again.
Right, Mike.
They've probably drawn straws back in the kitchen.
Like, go to that weirdo. My kid, same thing, flips the placemat over, starts drawing the waitress this time, okay? And she says,
see, this
to me,
you probably would
draw. I drew huge gazungas. I hand it right back.
This is you.
she says to me, Dad, can you ask for more crayons? They didn't give us good crayon color. So now she's very shy talking to the waiter, so I've got to do the middle. So I say to the woman, hey, can I get some more crayons, please? She goes, absolutely. She gives me a bunch of crayons.
You're one who's asking.
Then she draws this woman. Not a flattering picture. Woman's just not a flattering picture.
Woman's what?
Woman's woman?
Woman's just a normal woman?
Not a flattering picture. Oh. I'm just going to put it that way.
Because she's not a flattering.
If the woman was a 5, the picture is a 3. Okay?
Uh-huh. Was the woman a 5?
On a good day. So then, once again, meal comes to an end. Bruiser hands me the picture. And
kids can draw some very offensive things.
She doesn't write. There's no, like, if she's big, she draws her bigger.
Well, yeah, they just think of the most generic parts of you and then accentuate them.
So she says to me, can you please give her my picture? And I said, I will not.
Oh.
She got really upset. She goes, why not? You don't think it's good? I said, I think it's great. I think it's great. Let's hang it up at home. And she goes, no, it doesn't make sense at our home. It's a picture of this woman. And I said, well, why don't you hand it to her then? And she goes, Daddy, please. She gives me this look. And I said, fine. So this time, the woman comes. Here's the bill. Thank you for that. I go, we've done some artwork.
Why don't you clarify that this child is the one drawing?
She doesn't want...
At least to a point. Like,
I did. Allie, trust me, when I say we did, I do like a we, but I'm like...
Like we all worked on this?
I said we, but I...
That's even sadder.
The family decided to draw you. So
huge.
I said,
here you go.
So I said, we did some artwork, and this is you. Enjoy it. And the woman looks at it, and she can tell she's not happy.
Aww.
And she goes, well, thank you for that. And she closed it. And then I took the tip, which I had already given 20%, and I changed it to 25%.
Yeah, you
Because I felt bad about that whole situation.
Was she crying?
We go back there on Saturday. This is the last time. We go back there Saturday.
Damn, how often do you go in this place?
It's like the kids love it. You can walk through it. It's not. And Saturday,
it's CPK,
we sit down. I'm not going to say if it's CPK or not. It's CPK. We sit down, and we have an Asian server.
Oh no.
And she draws a picture yet again because she's not thinking about being mean or anything. But she draws a picture.
She's just drawing a picture.
Oh. And she draws like literally two lines for the guy's eyes. And she goes, Daddy, I think this one's my best one yet. And I go, no, it is not. And I will not hand this to this person. She goes, why? I go,
did you explain why?
I said, yeah, it's something's, can't do that. She said, what do you mean
something's
you can't? I go, you can't.
Something's off about this one.
I go, you can't.
Back to the drawing board,
kid. Shame the waitress, but you can't.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the kitchen of this place, probably all this artwork, is a museum of shame hanging up.
Oh, man.
I said, I can't hand this. Why? Because what you've done here, some people would find that to be insulting. Why is it insulting? Because you didn't draw eyeballs.
Uh-huh.
She's like, yeah, I know, but that's what, you know, and it's so innocent the way she's saying it.
Right.
But I'm going,
you
like,
have to explain.
I can't hand another piece of art to someone else that is offensive. I've done this twice already.
You're going to get banned from the restaurant.
So she gets really upset about it. I said, if you want to hand it to him, you can hand it to him, but I don't think you should do that. I said, I'll give her the credit. She got the balls. And I didn't think she would do it, so I didn't really think much of it. And as we're leaving, she just hands the guy the picture, and he unfolds it, and it's him. And he loved
it. Does he know that it's him?
Yeah, he loved it.
He did?
He was showing people. He's like, this is me.
That's hilarious.
This is offensive, and this is me.
A good thing that weird guy didn't know.
I'm done with this now.
You're done with what?
I'm not going back to that place ever again.
So you're just going to go do this to all the other restaurants?
No, I'm done. The crayons are done. I'm no longer accepting crayons
at my table.
You have
to call ahead to make sure there's no crayons.
No crayons. I'm a no crayon policy guy now. It's can't be trusted.
You're going to
have a Bruiser Dry Alley?
No.
I would love to see that.
I would love to have Bruiser Dry Alley.
Yeah.
Why don't she draw you?
Bruiser's been on one lately. This is her roasting me, by the way, while we were away.
Were you born on the 101? Because a lot of accidents happened there.
That's a lot of accidents.
What?
She said, we were driving on the 101, and she just says to me, were you born on the 101? Because a lot of accidents happened there. I'm like, wow. That's a good quality
roast.
That's
a good joke.
You know, these are all great skills for just someone who works on the pier. She's going to be able to draw caricatures and make jokes. I mean, she's got a future.
Coming soon to Bubba Gump in Santa Monica. My kid. Quick break. Back with more show next. All right. There's news right now on K-Rock, and then we will call one of you and send you Vans Warped Tour in Orlando this November to see Paradox and many other bands. That'll be your time to win. So be ready to call if you want to just win by sitting around doing nothing. Just wait for the opportunity to call us in about an hour when we give away Disneyland tickets, a 4-pack, 9 a.m. sharp. And then again at noon and 3 and 6. We are Klein Alley Show. This is K-Rock, and now your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
A couple of unexpected passings over the weekend, one of them being Lindsey Graham, not exactly a universally loved guy, but a very well-known politician, died pretty suddenly from an aortic rupture after he had just gotten back from a visit to the Ukraine. What was weird was seeing that he was dead and that Mitch McConnell was still alive. Guy who looks like he's been in rigor mortis for years. But on top of that...
Yeah, his post of him saying he's healthy, I've never seen
the Washington Post.
I've never looked at a less healthy-looking person than it's a weird post to put up there
saying
healthy.
If you have to, like, prove that you're still alive...
Right, by holding the newspaper.
And this is a guy who's been rumored to be dead many, many times.
Sometimes in the middle of his own conversations.
Yes, he just freezes mid-conversation. But apparently he's okay. He just said he had a fall. And he's... I think he's in his mid-80s. But on top of that, you also had A guy who was very loved in the movie world, Sam Neill, died. New Zealand actor. He's from Jurassic Park. He played the paleontologist, Alan Grant, who we can all see turning his head to look up at the brontosauruses as these words were spoken in the iconic Jurassic Park film.
Okay, Dino.
Oh, that was him?
Man, that's the first Jurassic Park? That does not hold up.
That New Zealand accent is thick.
That was him.
Huh. Let me hear the great Sam Neill again.
Here we go, right?
I forgot that line.
Well, this is not Sam Neill. This is the guy who, you know, shows them the park.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
This is Sam Neill.
Okay,
Dino.
There he is.
Beautiful. Goosebumps every time I hear it.
He doesn't have to say anything. This is just his smolder.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Looking at all the dinosaurs. I actually rewatched this scene not long ago because one of the places that we went in Hawaii was like one of the places they filmed Jurassic Park. And then I was
so
like,
"So you mushed Sam Neill."
Yeah, I guess I kind of did. I watched this exact clip 2 days ago.
Did you ride the ATVs?
No, we didn't do ATVs, no, but we did, like, walk through this, I don't know what they call it, an arboretum or a national forest or something, okay. And they're like, that's the rock where they filmed Jurassic Park, the iconic helicopter scene where it's coming through and they're landing in Jurassic Park.
So you went, let me get this straight, you went to this for the first time ever in your entire life 2 days ago, 3 days ago, whatever it was.
Well, I was there probably 4 or 5 days ago.
Right, so the first time ever they said Jurassic Park, no one's really been talking about thinking about Jurassic Park. You go there, you experience it, and now the star of the movie dies.
I was rewatching the clips because I wanted to show my kid. I was like, this is Jurassic Park. It's one of the best movies ever, and I played this scene, and I was like, God, that Sam Neill was great.
Yeah,
I thought he'll live forever.
That's the mush factor. That's the Ally mush factor.
I think he had just been announced cancer-free, too. He had a lymphoma, and then he was doing great, and he was even at an event a few days beforehand. It seemed like everything was great. So
I was on the scariest movie of all time called Event Horizon.
Yeah, he also gouged his own eyes out in Event Horizon. Mm. I did not show that clip to my kids.
You should.
A lot of good and bad flight stories over the break. Here's a bad one that did have a decent ending. A 22-year-old flight student was forced to land a plane by herself after the pilot she was with jumped out of the airplane mid-flight.
The frightening incident for a student pilot in Argentina, forced to land a Cessna 150 during a training exercise after her instructor jumped to his death mid-air.
She must be terrible for conversation. I mean, if this guy's in a plane with her and he just decides, I'm going to just open the door and jump.
And it's that yelling conversation because you've got those headphones
on.
Oh,
my God.
So anyway, I think I'm going to get another cat.
I'm out.
42-year-old Leandro Bertazzo had been working as a flight instructor. The instructor told the student, you know what to do. Then he unbuckled his seatbelt, opened the door, and jumped out of the plane.
And she was able to land it.
Yeah, I'll say, like, this guy sadly lost his life. But as far as teachers go, I mean, that is some tactic.
Well,
right,
she
there.
Even said she thought it was a joke. Like, that would be a flight instructor joke. Like, all right, you know what to do. And then, like, a pretend jump out. And they're like,
I mean, listen, Omar's the only guy on our show who's landed a plane by himself.
Oh, yeah, help.
But I mean, still, that's incredible, I mean, to think about that. That really, it's the same thing that the birds do with their young. They just chuck them out of the nest and go, figure it out.
I know.
They'll fly.
And some of them die, but
some of them
a
do.
Lot of them live.
Yeah.
Then you had this guy who almost died because he got sucked out of a window in the middle of the flight. This happened on a Ryanair flight.
Thousands of feet up, shortly after takeoff, a window on that Ryanair plane was blown out. And we know from a doctor that was treating the man who was sitting in the window seat, who was effectively sucked towards that window. It was only because of his wife sitting next to him who grabbed onto his feet for about 5 minutes and stopped him from being completely sucked out of that aircraft.
Now that's love. That you're willing to hold on to his feet for that long versus just collect the life insurance money.
Right.
And he easily is like, oh, my grip.
Oh, no. Oh, these darn shoes.
There was this one, too, Allie, the plane that got hit by fireworks.
Remember? Yeah, we just had a firework at airplane Delta 1076. We're continuing.
Roger. In Delta 1076, I'm not sure if you'll be able to assess if there's any damage at this time, but can you tell me if you had to... I guess any further information about the fireworks?
So the plane got hit by fireworks, which apparently I would think happens a lot.
I feel like they don't go that high, fireworks.
No, but
I mean, if you're cruising at 35,000 feet, that's so high up in the air.
Landing at some point.
Then you had a plane. This all ends on a good note. a flight that was hit with an incredible rainbow.
I just need everybody out here to acknowledge this rainbow because this moment will never happen again in Newark.
It's almost a triple rainbow.
Whoa.
Good looking rainbow. It's a solid rainbow. Yeah. It's so bright, it's reflecting on the ground.
Never happens here. This should be a moment for everybody.
What about the planes?
I just want to confirm we are clear to proceed to Rowing Gulf.
No wonder. Sure. No wonder all these other things are happening.
Right.
Let me say, I don't want grown-ass men being that excited about a rainbow when they're supposed to be protecting the planes.
Well, what's great is you do have a pilot that's like, hey, I need some information here.
Well, I just want to confirm we are clear to proceed to Rowing Gulf.
Sir, the rainbow, and welcome to Newark.
Oh, my God.
You guys, just trying to see what's our position here in that show.
I'm just trying to get our position.
Just trying to land here. Brand new hour of the show starts now, K-Rock. Here we go.